Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, old Roy, how's your life?
Fantastic.
You want to tell me about it?
Not really.
Okay, let's talk about the news.
Okay.
I got a few items I want to run by you here and just get your instant take.
Bring it.
On these things. The first one is a poll. I'm shuffling around a bunch of papers here. First one is a poll about President Trump versus President Biden.
Okay.
It's weird to be able to say that because you're basically talking about two different incumbents.
Right.
How often have we ever seen that happen in our lifetime? Zero times.
Correct.
This poll, though, is about unlikely voters, which sucks.
Okay.
Because you're talking about people who are probably not going to vote.
Right.
In a hypothetical 2024 matchup between those two candidates. Suffolk University, USA Today. By the way, you've probably seen this Wall Street Journal poll. It's amazing to me, as somebody who watches polls, how one random poll done at one random time will become the narrative. This Wall Street Journal poll that people have been talking about for over a week now that has President Biden and Trump tied at 46. Have you seen this?
No.
Then you haven't been paying attention because it is everywhere. Don't know why. Kilmeade's been talking about it all week. Fox News has been talking about it. CNN's been talking about it. Everybody in the world has been talking about this same poll. And I'm like, there's a billion polls. Why that one? So anyway, that one aside, this is Suffolk University in USA Today. Polled 900 U.S. citizens 18 and older, which is a pretty normal number. It's a little low, but that's pretty normal. About half of whom are registered to vote. While the poll found respondents preferred Trump over Biden, more voted for either other or undecided, which means that people at this stage, given a binary choice, are not making a choice. They're just saying, well, I'm not participating. But the point of bringing this up is not that. It's that when they asked who they would lean to at this time, and this is among the unregistered vote, like the unlikely to vote people, 15% said Biden, 27% said Trump, and 28% said other. So when you talk about people who are unlikely voters, Trump is beating Biden almost double, 2-1. If you factor in the other people who are just going, I don't care about any of them, just throw all the politicians out.
Yes.
Then you're talking about another bunch of people who you don't know. Those people probably literally will not vote.
Right.
But among undecided / unregistered unlikely voters, Trump is killing Biden. What does that mean? Like I said, quick takes here from old Roy. What does that mean for 2024?
I don't think it means much of anything. I know you love the polls, and but what you started with is the same reason I don't really like polls, because you can pick your narrative, and you can even manufacture the results you want with clever questioning and phrasing,
or waiting, depending if the poll itself is wanting to wait it a certain way they can.
Who did this one that you're talking about?
This is Suffolk University, USA Today. And some are better than others, but I like looking at averages. This one was just interesting because it was talking about unlikely voters.
Well, I think I could be wrong, but my guess would be that was intended to find another narrative. Let's find people who don't care and see if we can get Biden closer. You know, it's like the Wall Street Journal one. It's there's no reason to talk about that. If it's an isolated poll that is nowhere near any other poll.
Well, I think that this one isn't an outlier. I think it's just that the story in this one is that they highlighted, because all polls are doing this. They're looking at, they're just asking people, are you registered or not? You know, and then who are you likely to vote for? This one just found something among and published, because a lot of them don't publish this stuff. They publish the results of the poll. This one said, oh, there's something weird here that we found that we're going to publish. They all do it. This one just highlighted it, that the unlikely voters are breaking hard for Trump.
Well, I'd like to read something into that, but
nothing.
It's hard. It sounds, what I'm picturing is, all right, I'm calling you. Hey, person, do you think that you like colors? I don't care. Okay, well, if you had to, would you like red or blue? I really don't care. Okay, but if you really had to, gun to your head, I don't know, blue. You know, that's what I'm picturing with this poll, is that these people clearly aren't engaged, and they've told you they're not engaged, and then you're forcing them to give you an answer. I guess that creates the interesting dynamic of at least people superficially and subconsciously are hearing the names Trump and Biden, and they're, I guess, leaning,
shrugging toward one.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, as far as hot takes go, that's a pretty good one, Roy.
Well, I tried.
I expected there to be some analysis in a different direction, but you have analyzed that poll actually pretty well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Now, let me tell you where I analyze it.
Okay. Where you wished I would have.
Yeah, this is where I thought, oh, maybe you'll go there. But no, that was great, because it's very true. There are a lot of people in this country who don't really want to participate in this.
Right.
And that means that this is going to be a turnout election. It's not going to be a referendum on anyone. I mean, on Trump, I guess you could say, because that's he's the gorilla in the room. Even when you have the other candidate, it's still about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that based on these kinds of things, this is going to be a turnout election, which means you got to turn out your passionate base, which the Democrats do have, who basically are voting on abortion at this point. They don't care about Biden. They really don't like him. They don't think he's fit for office, according to polls also.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a passionate base for Trump that's roughly akin to the same numbers that are, you know, Biden just destroyed the Eastern Seaboard with a nuke. Oh, I'd still vote for him. Like, there is a contingency of people that would do that. And the same for Trump, too. Oh, he just went out and shot Melania on the street. Yeah, but you know what? She probably deserved it, so I'll still vote for him. You know, like, there are people who, and it's roughly 30%, who no matter what, even given evidence to the contrary that it's good for you or the country, they would vote for those people.
Well, they're voting for the D or the R.
They are, but in some sense, with Trump, they're really voting for Donald Trump. And I say that to say that this is going to be a turnout election, and that probably will benefit Republicans, because when you have the incumbent and nobody likes him, Trump also kind of an incumbent, but he has a little bit more passionate support than Biden does, and that probably bodes well for him if it's a passionless election.
I think that is a good analysis using conventional wisdom for how these things typically play out. But I think since Trump 2016, it's been conventional wisdom has gone out the window. And now you factor in with that the cheating. If it the scary thing is, if it is a turnout, Republicans are kind of screwed, because the Democrats have mastered the fake turnout. They know how to manufacture turnout that didn't really happen. And the Republicans aren't doing that, at least not as well. If they're trying, they suck at it.
We'll wrap there, just because we're at a point where I think I said I was going to throw a bunch of things at you, and I threw one.
Yeah.
So we'll come back and I'll throw a bunch of more.
Okay.
But you heard me talking about Arizona at the beginning of the show. I didn't mention this, though, and I don't know if you saw this, but there's a Democrat now running in a primary. I'd have to look up exactly where. And it's not a huge election, but he is a Democrat claiming election fraud, that other Democrats have been padding their votes against him in a primary. So this is intriguing because it's Democrats.
Yeah.
And we'll be watching that too. I don't know if you've seen anything on that or not, or if I'm breaking that news to you right now.
Just broke it. I'm amazed.
Yeah. Well, it's like christening a ship with you. Not because you are a beautiful thing, but because you're big.
I'm large. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Stop there. Be right back.
More at 971talk.com.